The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Was the belch before or after it was pressed?
Oh, that was definitely after.
Okay, that's good. Truth and not journalism.
Exactly. So, truth and beauty. Beauty and... anyway!
We've got the both nails here. You can't see it, but we do.
Welcome to Please Won't You Shut Up. That's the one we're doing right now.
It is.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Blake.
I'm Brent.
It's warm!
It's really warm. It's so nice.
It's a hot skillet.
Oh, I love it.
I cannot breathe.
We are transmitting to you live from the bayou.
And within a bottle of gin.
Yeah, actually.
It's fantastic gin. They made gin.
No, we didn't.
No. You purchased gin in Lego form,
mm-hmm.
and then put it together over
mm-hmm.
the afternoon.
Assembled it. Yep.
In Lego form. Lego gin. And it's amazing.
It's really good.
Except for one that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Okay, yeah. I won't go into any details here for reasons. But
it's fake rhubarb.
If you don't get rhubarb and you try to market something in the Maritimes, it's like rhubarb anything, and you haven't nailed it. Well, fuck you forever.
Yeah.
Sorry, every consumer will know and be appalled immediately. Just it's one of the only things you can't fuck up because it's ours. It grows. Everybody had a ton of it this month.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that's still so seasonal here. Everyone has a fucking ton of it because everybody knows somebody over the fence.
The flip side of it as well is like Seven Hills has the rhubarb...
Shrub. Are you doing a plug?
Yes.
That's nice. That's a friend plug.
Yeah. But it's very of the location in the city, and it has that taste.
That's true. You're going to have to get us like compensated with free shrub, though.
Of course.
Get that shrub. But yeah, it's like...
I'll hedge my bets, don't worry.
I bet no one in this province really enjoys artificial blueberry, because there's blueberries everywhere.
That's true. Well,
yeah.
Hi, Oxford.
Well,
Jesus.
Yeah. No.
You can't fuck that up either.
Flag, motto,
statue,
famous person is a blueberry.
No. It's also should now be called blueberry crumble, because it is falling into itself.
Yeah, into a sinkhole.
Into the sinkhole.
Yeah, no, like, literally, I don't know why Oxford hasn't at some point.
Blueberry is fine.
Like, yeah,
hasn't been what? It's burned down twice.
How do you burn a statue?
No, the town.
Okay.
That's somehow more acceptable. That's somehow fine.
I'm sorry, that's
so
the greatest
So the statue
ever.
Has survived twice?
Yes, did the statue survive this fire you were saying?
Both fires, thank you, and no, the statue is newer.
Okay.
And still, the last time I was there, looked as if it had survived two fires, because it had not been kept up, and it was covered in, like, pigeon poop, or most likely seagull poop.
It's just a glazed...
I don't know why I'm so concerned about the...
It's a glazed blueberry! It's great!
Gross.
Go with it. Roll with it.
Gross. No. But yeah, you can't fuck up blueberry or cranberry. You can't.
No.
Yeah, like, tart fruits, things that you can make delicious seasonal desserts out of are still such a staple of our culture here that you fuck them up, and... I'm not saying pitchforks in the streets, but
yeah.
Like...
tarts in the streets.
Pitchforks in
tarts
Nana's
in
kitchen.
Like,
how dare they?
You can give us fake peach flavor.
We won't know.
Day in and day out, yeah.
If it tastes like the old Tim Hortons peach juice, not the current one, but
ooh,
the old one...
That was so good.
It doesn't matter how synthetic it is. Everyone will say, that's delicious peach.
Yeah.
Except for, like, one old man in the valley. Not a peach! And everyone would be like, you don't grow enough for them to share?
Oh, there's an ongoing, and has been for years, active petition to get McDonald's to bring back the orange drink.
Gross!
Yeah!
From Sports Day.
Yeah, gross. Sports Day orange drink.
It's like purple drink.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, not grape.
Nope.
Yeah.
There's not a grape
it's
flavor
purple.
In there.
Yeah, there's no
it's
orange
purple.
Flavor to the orange drink.
Yeah. By orange, they refer to the color,
yeah.
not
the fruit.
Not the fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is it called orange drink? Well, it comes in a big, giant orange cooler. Like, but it doesn't taste like oranges. No,
it
did.
It tastes like sugar and
but
move.
It's super orange. Like, Jesus, it sure is.
Oh, red dye number eight, anybody?
Oh,
red dye
God.
Number eight, anybody?
You wonder why we grow up to drink sugary gin. Jesus Christ.
Right?
Groomed for it from Sports Day on.
That was yeah. That was what they
hot
like,
dog day.
If yeah, hot dog day, sports
hot
day,
hot dog day
or
was great.
Festival
yes.
day. Yeah,
you can tell from the tone of my voice that I was an obese child. The hot dog day was great.
They used to give us during lunch fried chicken that was so greasy the bag would be translucent.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
somebody would boil a pot of Campbell's soup. Like one of the big cans,
yeah.
And went around on the AV cart that was also used at other times with a bunch of mugs filled with cups for 50 cents.
Oh what? My God.
And the grade eights, it was passed down in the grade school every year that the grade eights, like that was their winter.
Campbell's tomato soup, but like decent, and always with a grilled cheese.
Huh.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These?
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the engine. So we started.
We swear we've eaten before
oh, yeah.
recording today.
No, totally. The funny thing is how off track we got when we stormed into this room because I showed them the clip that they never heard of or seen before
yeah.
of Leonardo DiCaprio from The Revenant getting fucked up by the bear, and they had to talk about it
oh my
in that
God.
Moment.
It's true, and then we got somehow immediately onto food.
Incredible.
That was great. I'm pretty happy with that.
That oh, yeah.
Was
no, that was
local
great.
CanCon. That was, like, Maricon. That was good.
That was quality.
That was.
And
on with the show.
Yeah, on with
the
show.
The Revenant.
So that also was quality because it finally got him the Oscar. But you guys, and I agree with you, it is a really long sequence that just keeps going, and it's quite brutal. You were very annoyed with
annoyed is not the word.
Unsettled.
Unsettled.
It's just...
I did not want to watch that. Not at all.
It's fears come true.
It yes.
It's and not like... even that. I was just like, why would anyone sign up to watch that? If I saw a bear mauling a person, I would run away both to get help and also to not still be watching it. Who wants to watch that? Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Ridiculous.
And I'm not too sure. Like, I think everyone watched it out of the knowledge that this is the extent Leonardo DiCaprio is going to finally get his Oscar.
Had he never won an Oscar?
Never.
Okay.
Never. It was a running gag that Leo would never get an Oscar no matter how hard he acted. And so he literally did like a 5-minute sequence of being eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
And they were like, fine.
Here's his
sure.
goddamn Oscar.
Fine.
That is hilarious. I just realized we're like, okay, Tig Notaro's new show. Under a Rock with Tig Notaro.
Yeah,
I've heard of it, but never
so
seen it.
It's
good.
Sponsored by Alexa. How have you not seen it?
But
it's all about how she doesn't know who anyone is or what any shows are.
So she has to guess their first name, last name, and their what they're known for?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like the
while she's interviewing them on her show, and they're so amused as Hollywood celebrities of, like, serious caliber that she has no idea who they are.
Yeah.
But I realize we're that with current cinema.
Yeah.
Or, like, the past decades, to be honest with you. Which is great to admit.
After I went to the
show.
Movies for the Star Trek revival, I have not gone back because they do not deserve my time.
I just don't.
Beyond is all right.
Nah.
Now I've described Beyond as this. Beyond is the first steak you have when you get out of a relationship with a vegan. It's not the best steak you've ever had.
Oh, but
it's
Star
taste
Trek
like the best
doesn't
steak
deserve
you've ever had.
Exactly
all right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but I get what you mean though.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the
pleasant shock to the system of having a new experience with that thing that has been denied to you.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I expected this to be awful.
Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah, yeah.
How
and also, we? I've missed this.
Yeah.
I've missed new this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
New days with this.
Feeling
yeah.
happy. No, this isn't the best,
yeah.
but if you keep going on this line,
yeah.
we'll get something good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they didn't. They canceled it right before they got to the really good thing where The original script for Star Trek IV in the J.J. Abrams verse was going to be a time travel film where Kirk meets his dad. So Chris Hemsworth plays with Chris Pine in like a father son.
I do not care at
all. It would be great.
No.
No, I love it.
No.
And it'll never happen, of course.
That's fine.
No. I'm not even willing to go Star Trek on this episode for the very first time, I'm sure.
Wow.
Only because, if that's what we're going to talk about, is if we're going to talk about the J.J. Abrams verse, then I'm not here for it.
Well, we're certainly not, because that's more or less it.
That's good. All right. Well, then that's fine. We can talk about Star Trek if we want, but what we get on to and what we ran in here for, if I do recall.
Yes, yes.
Is the Bear Mall.
Well, the Bear Mall, which led to a conversation pretty much immediately of being made to watch Salo on a date.
As
a back in the day Netflix and chill was like, here, let's put this on.
Like, no,
I've seen it before. It's really interesting. What?
Yeah. If you're trying to hint something to someone, yeah, I suppose that's a
what,
way.
You want
to
rape and eat me?
Yeah. Yeah. What,
in case you're just tuning in,
is not good.
Don't watch Salo.
Oh my god.
I say that as someone who has not seen all of it, but who has seen enough of it.
And for those who don't know what Salo is, it's based on one of the Marquis de Sade's books.
Which sounds fun.
Also called 120 Days of Sodom. And instead of just being a normal adaptation, it's what if they were the people doing these horrible things to these children, and that's the victims of in that story are all children.
Huh.
What if the perpetrators were also Nazis? So it's Nazis doing these truly horrible things that I won't even describe one of them.
Because
it's literal Marquis de Sade things. Not, it's sadistic. No, it's Marquis de Sade. He was fucking crazy.
It is not a movie you should watch.
No.
Just like The Revenant is clearly not a movie.
I wouldn't suggest The Revenant as a damn
I wouldn't
movie
want
either
to watch The Revenant. Well, okay. No one wants to watch Salo ever or should. Like, that's... I've read about some movies that I'm like, I don't even want to know that exists. But, like, mass market ones, I don't want to see Human Centipede.
No.
That's not a thing I want to see.
That
it's
should
not
be
good
made.
It shouldn't be made three times to start with.
That's
I saw the first one, and it was like, okay... Why would you sign up to be in this?
Yeah.
Well,
that's so gross.
I would only want to sign up for one role.
Ew.
The head.
Hostel?
The head.
Did you see Hostel?
I did see Hostel. I didn't see Hostel 2.
I did. No. None
I won't
of that.
No.
No.
Same with Saw.
I don't care if I'm squeamish.
I don't need
it
to put myself through that emotional trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I maybe a wonderful rendition of insanity. No.
Not here for it. And I don't understand the draw to see a lot of this, for lack of a better word, gore, although done right, I love, like, a good gory horror movie.
It has to have the camp value, though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You can't
it
have,
does,
you
yeah.
Have
it has to be removed
camp
enough
yeah
from reality for me, yeah. And, like, there's a line that gets crossed a lot for me. I guess I am a bit squeamish.
But also, like, for a while there, like, when Human Centipede, Hostel, etc., you know, Saw, when those things were coming out, that was a thing. It, you know, that was, like, a popular genre that people would go to. It's not like, I consider those separate from something like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because Texas Chainsaw Massacre at least goes out of its way to have a story and some really fucked up characters. Like, they come up with interesting characters.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a story first.
It's good.
Even the cheap, shitty first one is great.
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If it's really good, then it gets a pass on a lot of gore for me. Like,
it's a story first that's
actually even when it comes to disturbing...
Property.
Exactly.
Yeah, and even when it comes to disturbing subject matter that's, like, gore in the traditional sense removed or not, if it's done well enough. I'm thinking of a specific example, Home, the X-Files episode.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the grossest
it
things
it truly is one of the most
I
disturbing episodes
ever seen.
But not not something you avoid.
Not because you watch it once for sure, at least. But
yeah,
it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's so horrific. It's basically like the most inbred, fucked up. You've seen it, yes.
Oh, I've
like,
seen it.
Yeah, two sons. Yeah, banging their tied-up amputee mom.
Yep.
Who
lives
they keep
under
in
the bed
home so they can reproduce
yep
their creepy family. Like,
yep.
Yeah, plus Mulder and Scully. Like,
that episode is a great... It's one of the greatest David Duchovny acting episodes. Because I swear all he's doing is, like... They're cutting to him after they hand him the next page of the script. It's like they intentionally withheld it from him. And they're just like, David, this is what happens next. And he goes, what the fuck? Roll.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's great. Yeah, it's well done.
Yeah,
it is.
It's really well done.
Which I don't see how you could do ones that are clearly, like, made just for shock value and monetary reasons, by which I mean movies. Like, an episode of a TV show,
yeah,
it's not gonna be as a one-off episode and make you a ton of cash in comparison to the whole investment of the series.
And it's kind of like, it becomes a draw going forward, even if you never repeat it.
Yeah.
It's, oh, you're the show that did this.
Yeah, you went there once and you did it that well that you didn't have to go back.
Exactly. You can now carry that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you'll be known as the show that successfully managed that.
But if you're a sequel to a movie that does that, you have to up the ante, or people are going to be like,
And even if you're an original film that does that, like, that's your angle. That's what you get marketed as. Like,
yeah.
So you better ramp it up to 11. And then it's like, okay, well, what story could possibly service everything ramped up to 11? Nothing? Okay, great. Let's just sell popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we haven't been to the movies in 10 years.
What we were also talking about, you guys mentioned an Ellen Page film that I haven't seen, but I've heard about.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This was your date movie.
I went on a double date with a group of friends 10, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and did not know the movie, had heard that it was out and was an interesting movie, showed up and it ended up being Hard Candy with Ellen Page, which is, I would say, a sexual thriller, and not in a good way, like,
yeah,
in all the worst ways.
Kind of a disturbing sexual thriller.
She's
yeah.
entrapping and manhunting to kill a pedophile.
Oh.
Yes.
And it's just the two of them.
Oh, I see.
For
that
the
could
whole
be
film.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
incredibly disturbing.
Jesus.
And really well done. That was the first thing I ever saw on
the focus,
page.
Like, the
focus,
like, the focal length,
like,
of photo,
page too.
Of the foot, like, the image is very screwed up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, like, everything is jarring.
Yeah.
And that was the first date of that.
Last date possibly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just like, why?
That's akin to the Seinfeld making out during Schindler's List episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's that fun.
Oh, my God.
Well, it would be, except that Jerry's Jewish.
Yeah,
there's probably an added element there.
It still does absolutely
have, it's still real bad.
There's a reason they wrote that, because that's a bad thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I countered with an Al Page film that you guys hadn't seen.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay, have you seen Super?
No.
Okay, it stars Rainn Wilson as... He's a disturbed guy who becomes a masked vigilante. And Ellen Page is the overzealous, like, sidekick. And she's... Her performance is fantastic, and
mm-hmm.
it's a dark comedy, and you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to about an hour and 40. Ellen Page has a line, and she's on screen, and she's saying her line,
you
and
should.
Her head
Spoiler
explodes.
Alert this. No, well.
No, well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that movie.
Actually,
and
hold
Ellen
on.
Page
we'll,
gets
we'll
her head blown up.
We'll edit this right now. We'll edit. Okay, hold on. So, she has a line, and she looks more or less down the camera, and spoiler alert. There we go.
We actually edited a thing.
Huzzah!
Part when you said I made the gin.
Oh, God, I have to edit shit. Anyway, and her head explodes because of, like, a shotgun blast to the head that you don't see coming. And up to this point, the film has not gone that brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stick on it for, like, 3 seconds of, like, Ellen Page with half a face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
It's so jarring, it completely ruins the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I agree. I love the director's work. He's the same guy who did Chainsaw Lollipop. He did Guardians of the Galaxy. He's
really?
Doing the next... Yeah, all the Guardians of the Galaxy films are... He wrote them, he directed them, and his brother co-stars in them.
What?
And he's doing the next...
his brother? Groot?
No, it's a new character that is more or less, here's my brother. He's not even wearing makeup or anything. He's just like, that's the director's brother. How can you tell? Because he looks just fucking like him.
That's great.
And he's not only... Disney fired him for a joke he made back in his Troma days. He used to work for Troma Productions. But it turned out to be a bullshit firing.
Oh, I think I've heard of this guy.
Yeah,
what else was he doing he got fired from? He got fired from a movie, didn't he?
No, yeah, so he got fired from Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yes, yeah, I remember this guy.
But it was actually a fake-out to just, like, get rid of the attention. But in the action of doing that, he got hired by Warner Brothers to make the next Suicide Squad film. Because the last one legitimately re-edited, it's like had itself re-edited by a bunch of companies because Guardians of the Galaxy came out, was amazing, and they went, make it more like him, make it more like his stuff. So instead they just went, hey, he's not doing anything.
Hilarious.
Would you like to come and make a good one?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
And then Disney hired him back, so he's doing both of them. He's doing a thing based on his thing that he's still doing.
Based all around something offensive that he said.
Yeah.
There's hope for us yet.
Exactly. And his latest film that he produced is actually a Superman horror film. And it's amazing.
It's Superman the villain?
It's like a young Clark Kent. But what if instead of being good, Kryptonians are naturally predatory?
Well, it'd be terrible, but it'd be great.
Oh, but so
Superman's
good.
So boring.
Yeah, and this is so good. And it's like, it's not like, oh, someone came along and was like, oh, I hate Superman, and wrote a movie about the basic thing. Every instance of it is hard-coded in Superman mythology. Everything. So it's actually a brilliant Superman film.
So it's just basically like the mirror universe Superman.
Yeah.
But it all pays homage to every little
thing. Every single thing. And then at the very... Spoiler. At the very end, they suggest that they're going to do other films of like evil Wonder Woman, evil Aquaman, and like... Oh my god.
Good Batman?
Probably.
Yes. That would be hilarious.
Actually, there is an evil Batman movie coming out. It's called Nemesis. He's dressed all in white. He doesn't have the bat horns, but, like, otherwise.
Okay.
And it's about a super terrorist who tortures police commissioners. So he comes to town and targets
that's
Commissioner
fucked.
Gordon and fucking ruins his life. And that's the whole story.
That's hilarious. And there's no Batman.
No, there's no one to stop him. It's just this... what if Batman decided, hey, fuck you. And then put all of his Batman behind fuck you.
I might have to see that. I won't see it in theaters, of course. But still might have to watch it. I didn't see the Suicide Squad movie. I had no interest.
Don't.
Jared Leto, I would not know.
It's a mess. All right, it was re-edited about 4 times, and the very last time was by a trailer company, like a movie trailer company. Because they looked at the mess.
I realize my face isn't transmitting for podcasting,
but
Jesus Christ.
Wow, yeah. And the entire point was, the movie trailer for this looked great.
Mm-hmm.
So make the movie like the trailer. So, of course, there's no connective tissue. Everything is just like... Pow, 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 pow. There's music cues to pop songs constantly. The first 30 minutes, 15 minutes... Like, you get 15 minutes of plot and introduction,
mm-hmm.
and then it literally repeats 15 minutes of plot and introduction. It does it twice in two different styles.
Ugh.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
That's hilarious. So, unfortunately, you can't even blame Jared Leto for this.
Yeah, and, well, like, he was hired, and it was in his contract that it's more or less supposed to be a Joker movie,
mm-hmm.
and he had, like, 2 hours of content filmed and this big relationship and ongoing like plot developments and everything, and they just cut it out. They went nope.
Oh my god.
No, we're good. Fuck that.
That's
goodbye.
Funny. That's sad.
Yeah.
The new Joker movie looks interesting.
That's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
I want them to go do it like somebody else. Like, he's just been done so many times by so many people.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to go to a different character.
Yeah.
Like, Scarecrow. Go back to, like, go to some of the other, like, lore-y...
Well, like, imagine if they did a serious character study Mr. Freeze. about him and his wife. Like, give it a nice, slow burn.
Mm-hmm. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger in a fucking cupcake.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Excuse me. Did you not like Arnold Schwarzenegger puns?
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger puns.
Like, what the fuck?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Chill out.
Yeah, nope, you've established a precedent.
The puns
here.
Are great.
You can't stand
him as Mr. Freeze was horrible.
What was it?
Because Mr. Freeze is a scientist.
Yeah, and it definitely is one of those things of like, you're a cryogenics expert? Oh, yeah!
So, okay, so you know I'm a giant fan of Batman.
Yeah.
And a giant proponent of Batman done well.
Yeah.
So I know that this is hyperbole and I shouldn't overstate things quite this much, but Joel Schumacher's career is my greatest argument against gay rights in the professional sphere.
But also, because
those movies are so fucking bad.
Yeah, they are.
The
just...
bat nipples. The yeah. bat cod pieces.
Oh my god. And the worst thing is...
Sure,
like,
Batman's gay, but it's all implied. That's the fun of it.
Right? But I actually, like, there is an undercurrent of, like, if you got rid of a lot of that stuff, he does tell a story between his two films that is fantastic. And so in Batman Forever, his first film, Batman gets therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that Batman and Robin is so overt is because he got therapy. He's doing better. He's content with himself.
If only Batman
so
was any fun
mind.
When he was doing better.
Yeah. I know. He becomes kind of a twit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's...
Oh, the one exception? Lego Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was wonderful.
That is cinematic greatness.
Batman.
That's so good.
So fun.
That's just, like... I don't even know where to start with how good that is.
I think we've just... I can sum it up.
Yeah.
I would pay to watch that in theater.
Yeah. It was wonderful. It's wonderful. Do we have anything else to... I don't know. Did you guys hear they're doing Drag Race Canada?
Someone told me that the other day.
Yes. Is it almost too late?
No.
It has to be in the wilderness, though.
Can we do,
like,
no.
Beavers.
I hate to...
Oh, God, there's going to be so many beaver jokes.
I hate to judge it, but as Canadians, we occasionally have such a terrible track record just on production values alone.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, doing iterations of American shows.
And we don't do bright colors very well, because it makes everything look extra cheap.
Yeah, plus we're kind of a dour country. We're the Finland of North America. We dress in a lot of navies and grays. Look around.
Yeah.
Yep. But damn.
I'm wearing turquoise.
Damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
I didn't even think about that. I looked around myself before I said it. This probably doesn't translate well, but we just nailed everyone real hard.
Yeah, no one here is wearing very bright. I've got a little bit of purple or fuchsia on my socks, and French.
I have blue and green.
Aqua. You have a bit of turquoise. I got nothing. I'm falling into both those categories just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, and a bit of brown.
And a bit of brown.
Wow.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Brown is a beige and neutral.
Well, yes, I was making fun of the brown.
Oh,
I wasn't
no.
calling it a color. I was like, you're going to not let it count to make me seem the most dour out of all of us?
The official
Maybe this
color
is an argument you would take up.
Yeah. The official color of Canada is beige.
Beige. Oh, God. the only reason I have hope for... the only reason I have hope for... A Drag Race Canada.
Yeah.
Is that as much as I love Brooklyn Heights, she's based in America and her name is Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah.
Like, give me some actual CanCon, but don't be
bad at CanCon.
Don't beat us over the head with it either. Like,
yeah.
Just be real about it. Like,
yeah. If it doesn't work, don't force it. Just find something.
Good God, of all people to do it possibly slightly right, and it flies in the face of all the things we just said about doing it right and subtle or anything. Is fucking Kathy Jones, of all people, for 22 minutes in that goddamn roll-up-the-rim-to-win dress.
Yes.
That dress, whoever's idea that was fucking genius. It's like, that's it, nothing else.
Yeah.
It's all crazy pants, except for that and the log driver's waltz.
Yes.
Fantastic. Those two things together, I was like, Jesus Christ, you did it. You just won Drag Race Canada, and everything else was still your usual gong show.
Yeah.
But, like, those two items... That's
so,
the tone I want for that show.
That works.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way of approaching it.
Do you think it's going to be equally represented about, like, across provinces and territories, or do you think it's going to be heavy Toronto, Alberta,
yes,
BC.
I think they're going to try to make sure that they have someone from every province. They'll have one person from a territory, but they'll have three people from Toronto and three people from Montreal.
I don't think they're going to go to that much trouble to find... Seriously, I don't think they're going to go try to find... PEI's entrance.
Well, okay, that's fair. So there'll be a
that's
maritime
That's not
to queen.
Necessarily malign PEI's drag queens, but they're not going to come looking for you. You're going to have to go there and show yourself off.
Yeah.
One or two maritime queens.
Yeah,
it'll
okay.
It'll be major city centric because that's where drag culture is. Like,
yeah, no, it's true.
You know, Halifax will have a representative.
But they'll
nice,
also
but
go out of their
probably
way,
have one.
I'm
yeah.
sure, to have like a rural one. So that you can have that intentional
yeah.
juxtaposition of, like, you know, you're wearing combat boots. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And?
I don't think they're going to try to... I don't think they're going to try to be, like, super, like, we're diverse for the sake of diversity. Because it's a drag show. It's already got, like...
Yeah.
By its nature, don't be dicks about it if someone is diverse and talented, of course. But I don't think they're going to get someone from every single province and territory. That said... Inuit drag would be the coolest thing I would ever see in my life.
That'd definitely be interesting.
Bring me some of that.
Don't
that
know.
Would be amazing.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that would look like.
I must presume Gavin
Lots
Crawford's going to be involved in this somehow.
If Gavin Crawford isn't a judge on that show, I'd be really sad.
I mean, like, it has to be.
Yeah, it really does.
It's Scott Thompson.
Yeah, he'll
no,
be a
Scott
guest.
Thompson is probably too problematic.
So he'll be a guest judge.
He'll be a guest.
He'll
judge.
Be a guest. Judge.
Like a few
yeah.
times.
Yeah,
I love Scott Thompson more than anyone aside from the present company.
Ugh.
But like, no, he's he's too outspoken for modern television.
Yeah,
and that's a compliment in my eyes.
Well, exactly, but it's also definitely like a thing of like, it's amazing how he's always been too outspoken for television.
Yes,
in one way or another.
Yes,
yeah.
while
yeah.
having. You know, frequently been on television.
Yeah, exactly. He somehow manages to have a career.
Oh, he was very instrumental in making me feel comfortable at a certain age. Like, having the TV on in the background with him being Buddy Cole while my rural
oh my
parents
God.
Sat and ate dinner. Like, with me being in full gay panic at 14, 13. Like, yeah, that was comforting.
There you go.
Yeah. You can at least get laughed.
There hasn't been any more Star Trek news. Is there anything else?
No, they have started filming Picard.
Oh, excellent. Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
But like, no, it got to a certain stage where like, it's about to be released to like certain places and people, and like it's
like,
starting
like
to like the ramp
the
up
true promo stuff and where they ooh
you get to
yeah.
see a little bit more and.
Local Twitter had a moment the other week where someone heard Captain Picard's voice or Patrick Stewart's voice in downtown Dartmouth around Tibbs. And like a gaggle of people became instantly convinced that he was here filming something. And then, of course, some Mensa member chimed in that maybe he was filming a scene from Picard here.
Oh,
and it
God.
Made me so happy to think, what the fuck possible scene... from sci-fi future Federation Earth Picard show could you possibly I love my town more than anything but what the hell
I hope I
could
hope
downtown
it's like,
Dartmouth bring to the Federation today
Q just like
plausibly at all I would love to see that
you,
make
you,
it
you
happen
take
somewhere.
Advantage of your paradise life too
oh,
much
you
want to
be on the Enterprise how about a clipper ship yeah
Clinger. Oh, that's great.
He just pops up in Dartmouth, and it's like, it's 2019, asshole!
Oh, that's fantastic.
Blue Nose, right there, just try it. We'll just name it Enterprise for you. How about
yeah.
that?
We'll have
that.
How
just slap
that?
A sticker on it.
Yeah.
I wish that was a thing, but I'm glad the logic that made someone arrive at that conclusion is a thing.
When in reality, I'm sure, like, someone was playing TNG a little loud
yeah,
in
exactly.
their apartment.
Exactly.
He's also
okay,
been shown in a lobster uniform, in a lobster outfit in a bathtub, so he is a... proponent of the East Coast.
See, now
that's
I have
true.
To find that.
That's
oh,
it,
oh,
you never seen that?
No,
I've just
so
seen like the
cute.
Picture of it.
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
I think. Yeah, didn't he take it on his? Wasn't his? I don't know if it was his birthday. He was going to a fancy dress, and he laid it down in the tub, and his wife took the photo.
Like, I
it.
Just like this. It's
very
funny.
Happy, not happy as a clam, happy as a Picard lobster.
A little,
lobster.
A little snippy, but
it's just seeing his elderly version of his face. Probably looking quite serious.
Not at all. Like, delighted.
Yeah, like
delighted.
Giggling like a 3-year-old schoolboy girl.
Okay,
like
hold on.
What the... Oh. the skipping in his brain.
I feel like if he's ever that happy, somewhere Ian McKellen just like feels
so
it too.
So all you have to do to get it is Google Lobster Picard, which makes you really happy.
Oh my god, look at him. Oh my god. That's wonderful. Rake it so. That's just wonderful.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
I think he looks quite pleased with himself.
He looks very pleased with himself.
Okay, we're on his Twitter page, and he's more fashionable than, like, any 20-year-old right now.
Yeah. No, he really, it's kind of ridiculous how much of an actor he is in that sense.
Yeah. He presents himself perfectly at all times.
And I've always really liked his Twitter icon with his head sticking out the pulpit. I don't know. There's something
that is hilarious.
Beautiful about it. Yeah.
This is almost enough to make me join Twitter. That is great. Well, I'm comfortable ending the show on that note, which telling people to go look at that particular photo. Fucking Picard's face in a ball pit.
I think that's a wonderful title for it. Lobster Picard.
Lobster Picard.
Lobster Picard. Alright.
AKA Face in a Ball Pit.
Face in a Ball!
I'm gonna leave this up as our inspiration for the next episode.
Yes! Alright, goodbye!
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.